This news update is being brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe for your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And by Mackenzie Jewelers and Bad Axe. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. Mackenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. The Huron County Prosecutor's Office has announced new charges against Tanner Cody Carr, stemming from an airboat incident in late February. The incident occurred when three men were ice fishing in the Saginaw Bay Canal, covered with ice in Sebring Township. An airboat operator identified as Tanner Cody Carr approached the men, breaking the ice and engaged in a confrontation. As the airboat departed, the driver allegedly intentionally maneuvered around the fishermen, causing one individual to fall into the water, as reported by Sheriff Hansen in a press release. The victim described the harrowing experience, noting he immediately ended up in the water, estimating its depth around 8 feet. Appearing before Judge Geraldine Prill in the 52nd Circuit Court on Monday, Carr faced charges of felonious assault and three misdemeanors related to vessel operation during his arraignment. Refusing the plea agreement, Carr has set the stage for a trial. The case will be remanded back to the 73B District Court for a preliminary examination, where the prosecution will amend the charges to include three counts of assault with intent to do great bodily harm less than murder and one count of felonious operation of a vessel. And the Gagetown man convicted of assaulting his former girlfriend's son with a shovel handle was sentenced to a year in the Huron County Jail on Monday. The incident occurred on July 1st around 3 p.m. during a heated altercation reported by an Owendale convenience store clerk. Eric George Wensko, a 61-year-old, aggravated the situation by retrieving a wooden stick from his car and repeatedly striking the victim before both parties left the scene. Michigan State Police troopers responded, leading to charges filed by the prosecutor's office. After a one-day trial at the Huron County 52nd Circuit Court on March 6th, Wensko was found guilty by a jury of assault with a dangerous weapon and carrying a weapon with unlawful intent for assaulting his former girlfriend's son with a shovel handle. On April 29th, Judge Prill sentenced Wensko to 365 days in the county jail with 0 days of credit served, with work release being an option. And a 29-year-old woman suffered life-threatening injuries in an ORV rollover near Sunrise Sunset on Saturday morning, leading to criminal charges against a 38-year-old man for operating under the influence. Tuscola Dispatch received a 911 call at 2:15 a.m. on April 26th, reporting the rollover on Lee Hill Road just south of M-46. Agencies from Carroll, Kingston, and Cass City assisted, while Tuscola County Sheriff deputies were occupied with another intoxicated individual in Millington Township. The Tuscola County Sheriff's Office accident investigation team arrived to take control of the scene in Mayville. The injured woman was quickly transported to the hospital by MMR, while the driver, suffering only minor injuries, was arrested for a DUI, causing significant harm. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
It's time to spring into a new vehicle from Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. In stock and arriving daily, you'll find a nice selection of Escape, Bronco Sport, Bronco, Edge, Explorer, F-150, and Expeditions. Deals include up to $3,750 factory rebate plus 2.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Escape, up to $3,000 factory rebate plus 0.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Edge, up to $2,250 factory rebate plus 3.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Explorer, up to $3,750 factory rebate plus 3.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Expedition, up to $4,000 factory rebate plus 3.9% financing on a 2023 F-150. Take an incoming stock order and save an extra $500 factory rebate on most models. Current offers end on April the 30th, 2024. Trade-in assistance, renewal, and plan cash included in factory rebate offers. APR offers based on credit approval.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Emergency crews in Genesee County are currently conducting a recovery mission for a child who fell into the Flint River, one of two separate drownings in Flint over the weekend. The search began around 4 p.m. on Sunday, focusing on locating a 7 or 8-year-old girl who wandered into the river near Chevrolet and Glenwood Avenues on Flint's west side. In another tragic incident on Saturday, a 7-year-old boy with special needs wandered from a different Flint residence and also fell into the Flint River. Despite efforts by a Genesee County Sheriff deputy who retrieved the boy near Kearsley Dam, he was pronounced dead, as shared by Sheriff Chris Swanson in a live Facebook update. And Michigan police are launching Operation Ghost Rider to crack down on distracted driving using unmarked vehicles. The operation, involving state, county, and local agencies, begins Monday. Spotters in unmarked vehicles will alert marked units when they observe distracted driving, particularly phone use. Governor Whitmer's hands-free driving law prohibits holding or supporting a phone while driving. Penalties range from fines to community service and driving courses for repeat offenders. Jim Satelli, CEO of TIA and chairman of the Governor's Traffic Safety Advisory Commission's Distracted Driving Action Team, emphasized the importance of road safety to WDIV, aimed persistent dangers posed by distracted driving. Operation Ghost Rider was introduced in 2017 and will see multiple mobilizations in 2024. And automatic emergency braking will have to come standard on all U.S. new passenger vehicles in 5 years. It's a requirement that the government says will save hundreds of lives and prevent thousands of injuries every year. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration unveiled the new regulation on Monday and called it the most significant safety rule in the past 2 decades. It's designed to prevent many rear-end and pedestrian collisions and reduce the roughly 40,000 traffic deaths per year. Although about 90% of new vehicles have the system standard, now under a voluntary agreement with automakers, at present there are no performance requirements. The new regulations set standards for vehicles to automatically stop and avoid hitting other vehicles or pedestrians, even at night. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Sometimes being a mom is a thankless job. I know you appreciate her, but there's a lot she does that you don't see. You're not there all the time. It's easy to miss and to forget how tough it is for her. I'm Kent McKenzie from McKenzie Jewelers and Bad Eggs. And you know she's happy to do it all. She just needs to know you appreciate her. Come see us at McKenzie Jewelers. Being a mom can be a thankless task. But not always. When she opens a gift from McKenzie Jewelers, she'll then know you appreciate all that she does, and that matters more than you'll ever know.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center. Go to www.mckenziejewelers.com.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. Small towns in Oklahoma are beginning a long cleanup after tornadoes flattened homes and buildings and killed at least 4 people, including an infant. The damage Monday was extensive in the community of Sulphur. A tornado late Saturday crumpled many downtown buildings and sheared the roofs off houses across a 15-block radius. Weather officials said at least 22 tornadoes touched down in Oklahoma. Many hit after dark, which makes them particularly dangerous. The Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management said hospitals across the state reported about 100 injuries, including people who were apparently cut or struck by debris. Dozens of tornadoes wrecked Iowa and Nebraska on Friday, killing 1 person. And Donald Trump's hush money case resumes Tuesday with testimony from Gary Faro. He is a banker who helped Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen open accounts. Cohen used one to buy the silence of porn performer Stormy Daniels. She alleged a 2006 encounter with Trump, which he denies. For his part, the former president has been campaigning in his off moments, but he is required to be in court when it is in session. And a growing number of cities are passing tax increases to expand access to childcare. Last year, New Orleans added more than 1,000 childcare seats for low-income families after voters approved a historic property tax increase. In Wickham County, Washington, a property tax increase added $10 million for childcare and children's mental health to the annual budget. A marijuana sales tax approved last year by voters in Anchorage, Alaska, will generate more than $5 million for early childhood programs. One reason for the trend, people saw the economic impact of a lack of childcare during the pandemic, a crisis that continues for some families. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update was brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe for your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And by Mackenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. Mackenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe. And we do have two obituaries. Joyce Ann Miller, 72, of Caseville, passed away on April 26th at her daughter's home near Baltimore. A celebration of Joyce's life will be at Hayes United Methodist Church in Pigeon on Sunday, May 19th at 2 p.m. Champaign Funeral Chapel is handling the arrangements. In lieu of flowers, please consider a memorial to Hayes United Methodist Church or the Caseville Historical Society in Joyce Miller's name. And Jordan Miller, a 20-year-old of Elkton, passed away at his home, surrounded by loved ones, on Friday, April 26th. Funeral services will be Wednesday, May 1st at noon at Evangel Life Church Assembly of God in Bad Axe. Burial will follow in the Colfax Township Cemetery. Visitation will be held on Tuesday from 3 until 8 p.m. at the Knobloch Funeral Home in Kindy, and on Wednesday from 11 a.m. until the time of service at noon at the church. And you can view these and other Thumb area obituaries anytime on thumbnet.net.